Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com as we conclude our study of Colossians chapter 4, verse 1, titled, Masters Have a Master in Heaven. This is part 2 of 2. It's good to have goals, amen? And if you're a Freemason, you have a worshipful master. It's a use about a third of the Baptists in this country have a worshipful master. And they're not his slaves, though, amen? And we don't have time to get into Freemasonry. That's a cult of the devil, but we'll go on. Therefore, masters should not treat their subordinates as slaves. You employ somebody to put a roof on your house. If you pay somebody to fix your car or cut your grass, whatever it is, even if they, I know this isn't going to happen in this lifetime probably, but even if they were to lowball and you knew it was worth more than that, then you should say, you know, maybe you ought to, instead of that price, maybe they would probably pass out. Can you imagine if Christians had that kind of ethic? Somebody who's going to do a job. Now, I'm not saying somebody looks at you and says, you know, they've done that to me. They say, you know, Pastor, I want to do this and I want to give you a better price than I'd probably give anybody else or most people because I want to support you and that kind of thing. Be gracious. You know, accept that. But I'm talking about some guy who's having trouble paying his bills. Got a family maybe. You know, and he's fighting, scraping to get work. Don't take advantage of him. That kind of thing. And tip him. Yeah. Man, don't go out to eat unless you tip. I don't believe any ethical Christian would tip less than 20%. I really believe that. And if Jenny and I are in the habit, if we go out and we got a coupon or whatever, we don't tip based on the amount after the coupon. And if it's below $5, that's our minimum. If somebody's going to run back and forth and take care of us, $5 minimum. That way when we leave a track, they don't spit in it and throw it in the trash. Because that's what they're going to do to some of your tracks if you don't tip. And sadly, it seems most bosses give little attention to God's Word. Most. I didn't say all. Most. There are a lot of people working jobs. I think in fast food, every time they raise the price on a burger or a fry, people wail and gnash their teeth. Well, I wouldn't have a problem with that if I thought it was going to give everybody a pay raise. But that's not what happens. It also doesn't go for better quality of the food either. Let me stop here for just a second. Now, one of the reasons why our country's in the shape it is, and ethics is the way it is because this message right here bores Christians. Amen. It's the Word of God, but they couldn't give a flip. Amen. And so they don't go to churches that'll teach this. Amen. They'll go to churches where every week is a big zoo, or every week is a big show, or they got, yeah, rock and roll, they got the music, that kind of thing. And so it shows in America, I'm not pointing at the lost world and saying, hey, I'm pointing at Christians and saying, hey, if just the Christians would abide by the Word of God and this verse right here, it's one of the reasons we support Chick-fil-A. Is because I've talked to their workers. They treat their workers really well. And they also contribute to Christian ministries, and the LGBTQ movement hates them, and that doesn't hurt either. But that's a good reason. And others, when I find a good employer or a good, especially if they're a good Christian master, and I can use their services, that's where I go. You want to know where I go to the dentist? Ask me. Later on, I'll tell you. But it isn't always a Christian. Like Tim Hawkins says, if I have a plumber and he can make my toilet stop doing this and do that, I don't care if he's a Buddhist. Amen?
You're hired for a Christian.
Yeah. Well, right now our mechanic, I take my car to the dealer because it's still warrantied, but her car's not a warranty, and the fellow we take it to is an Iranian. But he's a Persian. But he's a good guy. He does the work. That's where we go. Now, if I ever knew of a Christian who could do that kind of work, then I'd put him on my list. But, you know, it's rare these days. And a lot of those guys in a Christian, they'll rip you off. They'll take advantage of you, and then they'll go to church and tithe and enjoy their little church services where they never talk about these things. Power goes to a person's head many times, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's a big problem among people who don't answer to anybody once they reach that top level. God warns masters in Ecclesiastes 4:13. I want you to turn there, and after we read it, I want you to keep your finger there, because we're going to go back there a couple times. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. It's funny, last night I and I was kind of in pain and not feeling good. And some of you might not have heard my testimony a little during prayer time, but the Lord has me feeling real good right now, so I'm thankful. And by the way, it wasn't a tooth pain, it was other pain. But she got up this morning, you know, and she's so gracious and gives me a hug and tells me she's sorry that I'm feeling bad and all that. And I said, yeah, I just got up in the middle of the night and read the book of Ecclesiastes. She says, what's wrong with you? You're supposed to read Psalms. Because Ecclesiastes can be a little, it's not the praise and worship manual, if you put it, you want to. There's still a lot of great stuff in here, and I'm the kind of guy, I'm encouraged by the truth, even if it's rough, even if it's tough stuff. Ecclesiastes 4:13. Read that with me. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. That's a principle. It's not just the kings. And when somebody reaches a point where you can't correct them and they won't listen, and when you're sharing the Word of God, it's not you, it's God, then they're in bad shape. And there's a lot of people like that. A lot of them are employers. And before that, Ecclesiastes speaks of the sort of oppression most people have suffered throughout history. Look at verse 1, same chapter. It says, so I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun. And behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors, there was power. But they had no comforter. You see that? Their oppressors had the power. They were suffering oppression and tears and had no power. Now, before you get mad at God, it's not His fault. It's all because of the fall. Look at your Bible there, Colossians 4. Give you a second to get back there. We read, masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal. Read the rest. Knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Now, this is for all of you. You want to live right? I was told this years ago. I've never mastered it. But there have been days. I look back in my life and there are days. Not boasting. I hope everybody in this room can say there have been days where you finished that day and said, that was a good day. Not because everything went right necessarily, but because you served the Lord. You pleased God that day. You confessed your sins that night, and He didn't have nearly as big a list. You ever had those days? A few of you have. You want to have those days, I was told many, many years ago, when you wake up, you, A, realize this could be your last day on earth. Amen. And B, live the entire day like somebody's watching you. We talked about it yesterday. I'll repeat it for the band. Because He is.
That's right.
You should live every day like somebody's watching you, because He is. Woe is me if it weren't for the blood of Jesus. I've failed Him many times and I've lived like He wasn't watching me. But man, those good days, those were the days where I put that into action, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Oppressors will be judged. I don't know anybody in here that's doing this, or anybody watching or listening, but if you oppress people, God's going to deal with you. We don't have time to run all the references, but just go back there and read your Bible like you ought to, back in the Torah, and how God tells the children of Israel, you do not oppress strangers and poor and widows. And they were told, your servants and your slaves, they had slaves back then, but your servants and your slaves, you don't oppress them, because I'll get you. That's a paraphrase, but that's what he said. I'll get you. Or as Johnny Cash would say, sooner or later, God will cut you down. Some of these guys, you see them crumble and fall. Sometimes it's like Hezekiah. You'll see these guys and they die with all their money, but then the next generation just crumbles. Family with all the money and everything. We're talking about the Rothschilds. I mean, they've had so much intermarriage and they've had all this mental disease and crazy stuff in their family. If you believe even half the stories told about those ultra wealthy families, it's like hell in their homes. Yeah. Stuff that goes on. We're in Ecclesiastes. Look at chapter 5 and verse 8. If you dare read that with me. I'm sorry. I choked. Start again. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. I love that. Man, what's going on in a lot of places in America right now? Good news is, what's the name, Jenny, the fellow out west that they just, the federal judge threw the case out against that family? Bundys. Remember that story? The Bundys, where the federal government was trying to destroy them and take all their property and throw them in prison. The federal judge threw it out. Amen. The idea here is that most of the time you're not going to see that. A lot of the time. This horrible stories through history of people being thrown in prison and jail, and the Salem witch trials you always hear about. That was horrible, but man, they make way too much of that and don't tell you all these other stories, things that happen. And Christians or professing Christians are the culprits a lot of times. A more recent one was right about the time I got saved, this was going on. Mike Warnke, you ever heard of him? He told this big tale about being a satanic priest and leading thousands of people into Satanism, and he said that they were recruiting children in the daycares and all this stuff. And so then you got the FBI and other agencies involved, and they went around and they would sit little kids down and they would interrogate them and tell them and give them a little doll and say, where did they touch you and all that stuff. And they locked up at least 200 innocent people.
Yep.
And then 1990s came along and Mike Warnke admitted he made the whole thing up. And it was Christians that fueled the fires. The bookstores were full of everything. To their credit, it was also Christians working for Cornerstone Magazine who first blew the cover on his lies. But that's a shame, isn't it? Oppression. And Americans suffer from what I'd call prosperity fatigue. I don't know that that term's been used, might have, but that's the term I thought of when I was thinking of this. So many masters who've thrown God from their daily thoughts. When you have a master who's godless, look out. Amen? And if you look up Bezos at Amazon, you look up Bill Gates, you look up George Soros, and right there in the middle, those three guys from Google. Google right now is helping China oppress their citizens to the tune of billions of dollars. And our Justice Department is investigating it, but we'll see. And over there's Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, and up there's Michael Bloomberg, and up in the corner is Mike, what's his name? Mark, I said Mike, Mark Zuckerberg, is that what you That is the tip of the iceberg, and these people spend their billions to kill babies.
Yep, yep, yep.
Bill Gates and some of them spend billions of dollars to vaccinate people around the world and sterilize them.
Amen.
Because they believe in the population bomb.
Amen.
Hoax. You got Google is doing everything they can to thwart Christianity in their search engines, YouTube, and around the world, and so forth and so on. And these are just the well-known oppressors right now in America. Just tip of the iceberg, that's right. And globalism is oppression. Globalism is leading us to the Antichrist.
Yeah.
And right here it says what we're told it is. It shows a bunch of people holding hands and teaching the world to sing like Coke, you know. Right there on the right side is what it really is. It's a bunch of wealthy oppressors around a round table.
Amen.
And you do your research and you find out about the Rhodes Scholars.
Yeah.
And the CFR.
Yep.
And the Trilateral Commission. And they've got all these groups, these good old boy groups and networks and all that. Amen. And then all of them are in bed with Rome.
Amen.
And the Jesuits. Amen. And you go on and on. You just keep seeing all this connection.
Yep.
And man, one of these days, Jesus is going to return in Revelation 19 and blow it all to hell.
Yep.
Yep.
Amen.
Just one more thing. Did you know... Martha than laughing because I put Columbo up there. Just one more thing. But did you know God prophesied about this and calls on us to patiently wait for His justice? I'm not up here saying, revolution! Resist! You see that? How many of you know what I'm talking about? That's the big corner. Resist! I'm not talking revolution. I'm just preaching the truth, the facts. Look at James 5. This is the last place we're going to turn. James 5. That's on the other end. Right close to Revelation. Yes, it does. And some people have. I still think, you know, a good Christian, Spirit-filled Christian can use a computer for God's glory. But man, some people ought to turn that thing off. Some people can't turn a computer on without looking at naked women. Some people can't turn a computer on without gambling. Some people can't turn a computer on without spending 14 hours of their day playing some Facebook game or something. Whatever it is, if it's not being used for God's glory, turn it off. That's TV, radio, doesn't matter what it is. Everything, you ought to only use it if it can be used for God's glory. James 5. This is a very, I've found through the years, very few people think of this text when it comes to Bible prophecy. It begins in verse 1. Go to now, ye rich men. And by the way, I didn't mention this because I try not to be any more. I'm not partisan politically. I try not to be partisan because you, if you've listened to me long, you know that I have very little use for most of the Republicans or the Democrats.
Amen.
But there is this thing that the rich people are Republicans. Most of those people you just saw on that screen donate to the Democrats. Most of them donated to Hillary. So don't think, it's not just one political party or the other. Both are owned by the rich men that oppress, and that's why they hate Donald Trump. Because Trump won't go along with the neocon rhino Republican agenda. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. He's saying if you only knew what's about to hit you, you would weep and howl. Verse 2, your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered and the rust of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the what?
The last day.
The last day. See, that's the context here.
Amen.
This is all about, I believe this is directed toward the 70th week of Daniel. Now, verse 4 through 6 levels the accusation, although he already began the accusation up to that point. Verse 5, look at this. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Sabaoth. Listen, two things. Number one, everybody who is opposed to the wall in America right now, with very few exceptions, well, I'm talking politicians. The sheeple are stupid and they just go along with things. But the people with power who are opposing the wall and want to continue illegal immigration are right there in verse 4. That's them. They bring in illegals because of what Tom said, slavery. If you think there aren't slaves in America today, you're ignorant. This country is full of slaves working on the farms and working in the sex trade. And your politicians are the culprits. And a lot of them are partaking. And you're seeing some of it come out in the news now. It ain't just the New England Patriots owner. It's the elite. And they like children. And the pedophile sex trade in America has me just on the one hand wondering, on the other hand saying, Lord, all I can do is praise you for your long suffering. Because man, oh man, when you learn what's going on in this country right now and you get the real truth about what's going on in this country right now and you understand that when Barbara Streisand runs her mouth about Michael Jackson being a DNA motivated pedophile and defending that stuff, you need to understand that's who they are.
Amen.
Barbara Streisand represents what's going on among the elite. They're raping babies. And when the ones they're not raping, they're already killed in abortion. They kill the babies and they rape the kids. And Christians just remain stupid and ignorant and don't want to know. They don't want to know. Because when I try to teach this stuff and tell other people outside of this local church, they turn it off. They do. In denial, and it's willful ignorance.
Yes.
Verse 5. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Think of Epstein and Clinton and all these politicians and elitist actors who go out to this little island that this Epstein fella owned where they raped young women. Or they paid them, but they were using young girls in prostitution. Look it up. It's a matter of record. This isn't conspiracy theory you're hearing up here today. You can go out on Twitter and read Babs. You can go on Google or whatever search engine and look up Epstein and Clinton and their little sex island. Yeah. It's a matter of record. It's not an accusation. You know me. I've told you, when someone just accuses somebody like they did Kavanaugh, I won't go along with it. I didn't go along with it and still don't go along with it when it comes to Obama. There are people who are convinced of certain things about him, and I'm like, I haven't seen evidence for that. There are some things I have seen evidence for. But I have to see the evidence. But when it comes to this stuff I'm talking about now, it's out there. It's not a conspiracy. They want your children. I remember telling Charlie, way before he met Olivia and way before he was thinking about marriage, and I think it was because you were in that political class at school. I remember talking to him and telling him, I said, Charlie, now you're going to be out of school and able to vote, it's important that you be informed and vote because they're coming after you and your children.
Yeah.
Mariah, when I met Steve, and I've told anybody who sit under my teaching, they're after you and your children.
Yeah.
That's where it's going. So what do we do? Says verse 6, ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Very little, they don't have the power to resist. So this sounds really dark. It could be really depressing. But then what's it say in verses 7 and 8? Be patient. Read that with me. Both verses. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. See, that's the hard part. I mean, we have to, we see this going on. You see what they're slaughtering in Nigeria. And our news media doesn't have the time to even give them 30 seconds on the newscast, hardly. I've seen it on a couple, but I've heard people say they watched the whole newscast over the last 2 weeks and haven't seen anything about Nigerian Christians being slaughtered by the thousands. Because your news media is fake. America. Fox News kicks Judge Pirro off of her show because she stated the truth about Islam. And you want to know slavery, look up slavery in Islam. Makes me sick. I get phone calls. I played one voicemail for Jenny this week. Some Jezebel liberal here in Columbus calls me and says she wants to talk to me and that wants to would like to understand how someone could hate the LGBTQ the way you do after as you read from the Bible and teach from the Bible. Hey, I don't hate them. She does. I love them enough to tell them the truth. I love LGBTQ enough. I want them in heaven forever with me. What would she have? She would have them burn forever in a lake of fire. She hates them. I don't. And she'll burn with them. Repent or perish. And that's exactly where I go when I think of this stuff and I'm confronted with this stuff. Is I have that anger moment. It's righteous anger. Amen. I feel good about it. And then I think, what a poor sap. All the way up to the top, I see these guys on there, you know, touting their left-wing agenda on TV and everything, and I think, you poor sap. Yeah. You think you got something, you ain't got nothing. You're not taking it with you. Okay. The moment they die without Christ, they wake up in hell.
Amen. Amen.
Forever.
Right.
They'll be taken out of hell for that white throne judgment. And they'll see Jesus on the throne, knowing they're lost.
Amen.
They'll bow a knee.
Amen.
They'll confess He's Lord.
Amen.
And they'll be cast in a lake of fire forever.
Amen.
And it's funded by billionaires. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood, funded by billionaires. They pay Congress. You know, your Congress is the best politicians money can buy.
Amen.
And they buy off the Congress who then give Planned Parenthood their our tax money. Praise God for, I'm going to say it, I'm not a big fan, but Mike DeWine, our governor, signed a law. And we're not funding Planned Parenthood with state taxes right now.
Amen.
They sued and the federal judge threw it out. So right now, your tax money's not killing babies in Ohio right now. Praise God. But boy, that's a rare thing in these last days. So as you're dealing with this stuff, if you're a master, don't oppress. If you're oppressed, get saved. Your day will come to rule. Amen?
Amen.
We're told in 2 Timothy 2:12, if we suffer, we shall reign with Him. And then in Revelation 20, verse 6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death hath no power. But they, that's us, shall be priests of God and of Christ. Read that with me. And shall reign with him 1,000 years. And that's just the beginning.